As we're building the Lolliat piece over here, before we start, the Ramban, the Ramban's the whole world, as we're going to build today and tomorrow, we're going to see that there's a world of the Rosh and Tosfos, and there's a world of the Ramban. As we're going to see in the coming days, there's a world of the Rosh and the Tosfos and Shtelling of Ekta Kolom here, and there's a world of the Ramban. But in the world of the Tosfos and the Rosh, there's a huge machlokes and there's a huge shinui. And I'm going to use this as a summary for what we spoke about the last 2 days, the last 3 days, of the shinui between the Tosfos and the Rosh. According to Tosfos, and we're going to summarize now, I'll make a partial summary and then we're going to move on. According to Tosfos, what we're looking for always in the heart of the subject over here is why is Tokfoka Emesim the other? Obviously, and why the Manimul's Emesim is a reverse of that. But why you have? It's very interesting, a number of you, when I speak to you, take on for Dr. Pasha, that, what do you mean, why but see, why not? He's the first guy, he's the underdog. Why should you take it away? It's not, you see the Rishonim, by the way, it's not the whole Hadgosh of the Rishonim, the whole weight of the Rishonim is the other way around. They're coming to explain why you can't grab. What's that, why you can't grab? Up to now, it's very, what's your mobile chutz? Let me take, for example, a Sopik Bukhar. The Sopik Shem, this by you, it's by you, what's the difference? The difference how it got to you, how did it get to you exactly? Because Punkt was born by you, so what? So, Rishonim had different ha'anachas, why talk for Koyim Matzin, and Pashtay Medoch, and that revolves the Shadlo, but the Matzin or Ematzin. The Tosfos basically held, I want to start like a clear Zach, which is a summary of the last few days, so then we can go further. The Tosfos basically held that the reason why you're not allowed to grab is because you're doing an act of Gzela. The notion of act of Gzela appears in the Rajman, Kama Vakama place. We haven't seen it inside. The Rajman by us is the Rajman Ksubis. The Rajman uses the notion of Gzela. Where do I see that that's the Shprach of Tosfos? Tosfos uses the notion of Nichas Meheter. Tosfos uses the notion of Heter. Heter is a Shprach of Heter versus Isser. So when the Tosfos says that the reason why over there in the Avkuf Beis and the story over there of the Merchatz Machlekes of Nachman Rishmul, he says the reason is it works with Heter. Heter rings in our ears that there's a shail of doing something bad, doing something not beseder, doing something beser. So we're going to follow that Mahalach of Pashtas. The Tosfos learns the reason why I talk for Koyim and Tzimi Yodah is because Yisrael is not a Tzimi Bechal. You're a Goslin. The only way we can get out of it is if you do a Tzimi Bechal, you're not a Goslin, then you're beseder. Okay? That's a simplistic way. By the way, it's rooted, like I said, in the Rajma in Kama Vekama places. The Rajma says that the Yisrael at the farm over here is Gzela. Rajman Pavam and Alf on the bottom, other places. That's the Shprach of Tosfos. The Shprach of Tosfos is that it's a heter. So according to Tosfos, by the way, the sugya is a pretty simplistic sugya. The aside of the sugya is that talk for koyim b'tzimi yodah is that you did an act of gzela. And we see you do an act of gzela, it has no meaning. It's not called a tfizi. It was sitting by a guy, you went ahead and stole it from him. That's called a tfizi gzela. Which is done by Isser, you don't have a right to take it. That's not cool. That doesn't make you into a tafas. A very, very clear klal. Okay? A tfizis gzela doesn't make you into a tafas. So if you're not tafas b'chal, because you're a gazlan. It's not about bailus, it's not about seeing. You're a gazlan. So what did Rav Nachman say over there, back on the Kufbeis over there? Well, what did he answer? What's like Rav Nachman? The answer is, Al Krochov. There's only one choice to say that he held. I apologize. Go back a step. So what did Shmuel hold over there? Skip the step. That's step one. Step one is that what? That you're a Goslin. So what does Shmuel do over there the 13th month? Ah, you're a Goslin. You're not a Goslin over there. Over there, you're not a Goslin. It was Nichas Meheta, whatever Nichas Meheta means. You were there already. The guy didn't throw you out. A Goslin bist nicht. You're not a Goslin. Nichas Meheta. I'm not a Goslin. Okay, so I'm not a Goslin. So the words, hey, I'm a Tophos. Nichas Meheta. So what do Nachman say? But I'm not going to say, Karkov has a right? Who cares? So what? I'm a Tophos. What do you mean to say? So what? But I'm a Tophos. I'm a Nechasbehet. I'm not a Goslin. So I'm a Tophos. The whole problem of, watch what I'm asking. The whole problem of the Sugi was that you're a Goslin. You're not a Goslin. you're not a Gazan, so what's your Nachum come along saying, Kafkas, what's like this? What's the problem? The whole problem with the sugi was that you're a Gazan. I'm not a Gazan. So what do you tell me your Nachum argues in the Chasmahet? There was a Karkum Chasmahet and Medras. So quite the tell you this, we have a whole dilemma over here. The topic of the sugi revolves on the Shiloh, was a Behet or was it not Behet? Were you a Gazan or were you not a Gazan? So the quote there says, well, in case we weren't a Gazan, it was Behet. Okay, so what's your Nachum argue? What was your Nachum? Who cares? But I'm a Thomas. I want to say something which I haven't said the last few days, which is critical. In Tosfos holds that the minute you're not a Gazlan, the Tosfos wins. Did that just help what I just said? This is the heart of the sugi. The heart of the sugi is that according to Tosfos, it revolves, are you a Gazlan or not a Gazlan? The minute you're not a Gazlan, the Tosfos wins. I want to stress this again. The Tosfos holds that the minute that you're a Gazlan, the minute that it's yours, that the minute that you're a Tosfos, you win. Just the words, you can't be a Gazlan. You had to. You weren't the. But Heter doesn't mean anything positive, by the way. Heter means that wasn't a Gazlan. At least you weren't a Gazlan so well, but there's a Marakama and there's a first guy, and there's a Mokzik, all the fancy Lashonis that all the Rishonim use. Doesn't interest me. I'm the toughest. Just you can't be a toughest exiler. You're a Heter, you're a Seder. That's Moedic. That's so critical. That the Yisoid of Tosfos is that Be'etzim the toughest wins. Just you have to, can't be a exiler. You're a Heter, you're a Seder. Very, very simplistic Sugya. And that means that Be'etzim we go with the toughest. Just if it is, exiler not, Heter. You're a Tophus, fine. So what what's the Kanachon? The guy's a Tophus. The Tophus wins. He's not a Gaza. He was Behetu. And Shalom Yisrael. One second. It was nothing to do with Mokzik. No, baseline Tfisa. Baseline Tfisa. I was here. I took it. So the answer is that Nachman obviously said that Karka, there's no active Tfisa. You didn't do an active Tfisa by Karka. You didn't do an active Tfisa by Karka Bechal. You didn't do an active feast by Karka. You didn't do an active feast. Karka was a bit. That's what Nachman. That's the mahalak of Tosfos in the sugya. The Rosh wasn't satisfied with Nichas Behetu. Watch what I'm going to say now. The Rosh wasn't satisfied with Nichas Behetu. Why wasn't the Rosh satisfied with Nichas Behetu? Because the Rosh. Well, how do I know the Rosh wasn't satisfied with Nichas Behetu, by the way? The Rosh said a whole bombastic vort. What was the Rosh's vort? What was the Rosh's word? Oidelei, Tisa Bereshos, Akansa Maisa. Why was the Rosh satisfied with Nechaz Behetu? Here's a beautiful Lishitasui. Because according to Rosh, here's a Lishitasui. Because according to the Rosh, the problem of the Sugi wasn't Gzela. If the problem of the Sugi is Gzela, so Nechaz Behetu takes care of it. I mean, Be'etzem, it works the other way around. According to the Rosh, according to Tosfos, Be'etzem, the Tophos wins. The Tophos wins. That was maybe. That word is Amakazim, Nechaz Behetu. So what did Nachman say? What's like Nachman? So what Nachman said was that he didn't do it to us. Very, very simplistic, direct shot in the sugya. But according to the Rosh, Nichas Behetu wasn't enough. Came with the whole idea of Idili. Why? Because the answer is because the Rosh of the Shittasa holds the problems not Gzela. How do we have the problems not Gzela? Because the Rosh says explicitly on that test, hear the beauty of the Shittasa, let me hear the binyan. The answer is because the Rosh of the Shittasa on that test, Amir Bey's learns, the Rosh of that test learns, that the problem is the problem that Tfisa Besophic Levi Tfisa. The Rosh tells us to do a case where it's not Exela. The Rosh tells us to a case where I took from Hefker. The Rosh tells us to a case where I made a Mashiach from Hefker and I grabbed it, quote unquote, from Hefker. I grabbed it from Hefker by a Hindu act of Exela. So according to the Rosh, the problem is not Exela. The problem is not that. So what is the problem? The problem is a much bigger problem. A Tfisa Shem is not called a Tfisa. So what's it going to help me that you're a Beheter? What's it going to help me that you're a Beheter? The darg of Beheter that takes off if the problem was Gzela, that you're not a Tophos, Beheter. But according to the Rosh, that the problem is a mega problem, it's a lumdish problem, that a Tfisa Besophic is not a good Tfisa. What's it going to help me that you're a Beheter? So the Rosh had to go and say, jump tracks. The Rosh went ahead and said, no, over there was why there was really. And said, the Heiliger Tum, the Heiliger Rebbe Yonison, what did he say that the Pshat is what? That it's a Tfisa Bereshos. And when you and what's a Tfisa Bereshos better? The answer is that Tfisa Bereshos already have a different ballgame. Tfisa Bereshos already have a look like the Bailim. I'm not thumb coming up against the Mokzik. I'm trying to Bailim. Then I don't care whether you're a Shema or not, because now we see you as the Bailim. So what did Rav Nachman say? Say the Rosh, you know what Rav Nachman said? Rav Nachman didn't come along and say such a dramatic thing that you're not a Tophos Bechlal. Rav Nachman said that by Karka, I don't see you as the Bailam. I don't see it, that it's in your Roshos. I don't see you as the high level of Bailam. That's Nifl Moy, that's a summary of everything I said yesterday. What do you say? It doesn't help. Because the karka is always Rishus. So it does about Matashkeit. Just the up to it, that's going to be a Tvisa Rishus, and therefore I'm going to see it in your Rishus. I can't see the karka in your Rishus. One second. Oh, that's Niflamoid. One second. That's clear. That's Machlekes Rosh and Tosfos. But now, I want to speak out of Moed HaGazach. Now we're going teeth. But both the Rosh and Tosfos both agree. Both the Rosh and Tosfos both agree that the problem is in the Tfisa. According to the Tosfos, the problem in the Tfisa is that the Tfisa is Gzeila, not Gzeila. And according to the Rosh, the problem is Tfisa Shema. It's not a Tfisa Shema, certainly to stand up against a guy who's a Mosek, who's number one. That's A. That's clear? That's clear. It can't be clearer than that. That's crystal clear. Okay? Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, what was the problem? I'll talk for coming to the other. What's the Eitzel of Yishmul, and what are Nachman arguing that? Three steps. I want to go back to now. I want to say another level. That's one level. Nocha level. There's a reason why there's something behind this Lishitasa that I said. The Lishitasa that I said is that depending what the problem of Metzia Miyada is going to depend what the Eitz of Hashmuel is. If the problem is Gzela, the Eitz is Heter. If the problem is that it's a Tzvisa Shema, the problem is going to have to be a much higher level, which will mail a radiator what Rav Nachman answered back. Now, this whole Lishitasa that I just said, which is crystal clear and Emes Lamita, it has another angle to it. And that is like this. Number two. Although the Rosh holds that if your time is Bori, it works. Although the Rosh holds that when you're a Bori, it works. When you're Bori, it works. My high, says the Rosh Aloshin, and then Ukoyach Lahoitzi Min HaBori. Our high is a Bori, a Zash Dark holding, but that you can't take out. I mean, I said yesterday, Dover Nifl, the Sugi is Moitzian, everything, can I take out from you? He says, no, I can't take out from you when you're a Bori. When you're Bori, not. When you're Shema, yeah, because the Shema is a weak holding. When you're Bori, I can't take away from you. Stay in the Rosh Lahalacha. Now I'm going to build the second side of the same Lishitasa. Bori works, correct? Why? Because over there, the whole problem is that you're Shema. When you're Bori, I can't take away from you. So now we'll talk business. Bori works. Stay the Mafal de Kazach. That every time a guy is a Tafos and I'm a Bori, I can come along and grab for you with a Bori. Now, if the Rosh says that a Bori works, so then, obviously, the problem is not Gzela. I'm saying the other side of the same coin. I'm saying the same thing from a different angle now. Obviously, the Rosh holds, if a Bori works, what does that mean, a Bori works? Now let's take part two. Bori works when you have a guy who's a Mosek, you have a guy who's a Safik Bukhar, let's say. And comes along the Kayin and grabs it. I know Bishwa Wedek, right? You're allowed to grab it. Ferger Hakasha, you're allowed to grab it. You're doing an act of Gzela. I'll ask a second Kasha, you're allowed to grab it. He's the Mosek. He was the first guy here. That doesn't interest me. By the way, this din of Bori of the Rosh brings out in the most powerful way that Be'etzem, a guy who grabbed, you can change the sock. I don't care if you're a goslin. I don't care if you're a thing. No problem. Why? What's up, Mr. Better than me? You were first. I'm second. That was by me. You're a Mosek. You're a Marakama. Who cares? Toughness and on the Kaifalaisi. I'm holding on to it right now. So if you was push it to the Rosh, watch what I'm going to say now. That when you're a Bori, and on the Kaifalaisi, that was push it. That was push it. That when the Toughness is a Bori, you can't take away from him. So Rosh Lashitosa had a major problem. So what is the problem with Tzimi Yodeh? What's the problem when you're a Shema? So what is the problem when you're a Shema? Mabaya. A Goslin? It doesn't bother you in Goslin. I'm showing you from the other side now. That's what I said was like this. The Tosfos who comes along and says that the problem is Nechas Behetu obviously held that the problem was Gzela. So why didn't the Rosh get up and say the problem Nechas Behetu? I have to come to this whole fancy part of do you lay? I came at the end of the month and that turned it into a Tzisa Bereshos. The answer is because Mrs. Fett doesn't help me. The problem is not Xayla, the problem is Shema. I'm saying the other side of the coin. What's the other side of the coin? The Rosh says the Maisa Bori works. That means the guy who's a Bori who went ahead and violently grabbed the sheep from the guy, the behemoth, the part of the Shepshula from the guy, what's his name? It's yours. We leave it by you. Frankish Kasha, just like a goslin. That answer didn't interest the Rosh. The other side of the coin is that the Rosh doesn't hold that it's Xayla. He doesn't hold that it's Xayla. Why not? And here there's a very, very tifa machlekes. Why doesn't he hold that it's Xayla, by the way? Why am I goslin? You know that we know the Bukhar is yours because it was by you first. Because you're the Marakama, quote unquote. That makes me into a goslin. As long as it's by you, it's by you. Now it's by me. So there's a world war here. Tosfos holds that the problem is you're a goslin. You're a goslin. Nechas Behetu helps. What did Rav Nachman say? I don't know, I'm Echus Behetim. What's the problem? I'm a Tophus, the ball game's over, Echmanish King Gazan. Oh, Gantz Amaisi, you're not a Tophus. But the Rochel, Echmanish King Gazan? Haraya, Bori works. I'm not called a Gazan. So we call the Gazan, then it's a no-brainer, you're not called a Tophus. They said, I'm not called a Gazan, why am I Gazan? It was by you, now it's by me. Up to now, maybe it's not by you for sure, we don't know whose it is. You're the first guy who was there, we see it like him. Now we don't see it by you, now it's by me. The same speaking of Gazan. I'm looking at the world war of the Sugya. So the Russia is dead, I'm not a Gazan. I know the right to that as a Bori works. And I know it's about Bori, now it's by me. So what is the problem? So Mahabaya. So what is the problem, Rabbi Shalom? So what is the problem? The problem is because the Tfisa Shem is not called the Tfisa, a whole Maisa. And on that, he had a problem. The Tfisa Shem is not called the Tfisa. So what he did with Shmuel, Nechaz Behet is not going to help me. Nechaz Behet is not going to fix the problem of Tfisa Shem will be Tfisa. What do I get? Terry says Tfisa Bershos. I see you have the Bible. That's the other side of the coin. What I just said is two sides of the same exact thing, mamish. First, I got up and said that if you hold Nechaz Behet, it's a rather the problem is Gzela, Nechaz Behet fixes that. And I'm not going to care as long as there's no Tfisa. The other side of the coin is that the problem is that the problem of Tisa Bershot is not a Havik, so Nechaz Behet is not going to fix that. You have to come on to a high level part of Tisa Bershos. And I'm not going to care as long as there's Bershos not, doesn't it? That high level not. That's all good. But I'm saying that the other side of the coin is Emes Amitai, because the Maisa, I know that it's true, because the Rosh Hashanah Maisa Bari helps. Are you doing Gzela when you Bari Gzela? He says Bari works all over Shas. You go and grab the guy and say, I'm Bari. The answer is, I don't care about Gzela. Why not, Taka? Because he's not a Goslin. This is King Goslin. No, the problem is, he's a Sophic. Well, I mean, he's a Shema. So the Rosh Hashitasa had no choice. He had to learn that the problem is a new problem called Tfisa Shema, because he didn't hold that it's Gzela. How do I know he didn't hold it as Gzela? He says that Bori works. So obviously, he's not a Gzela. Tfisa Bershos already is a different Zach in Gansin, because the guy gave it to me. Yeah, Vada, we spoke about it. Yeah, we said this yesterday.
Vada.
I can't hear you.
According to
Rav Nachman,
he's
left
ahead
of Tfisa. According to Tfisa, the Rosh. No, according to Rav Nachman, it works like this. If you want to go to a Tfisa Bershos over here, you can't do it by Karka. All my regular Tfisa, talk for Koyin, have a TV other. The guy's a Shema there. Over the other guy's a Shema.
But it's a Tfisa Shema, so it's not a Tfisa.
Yeah, it's not a good Tfisa to stand up against a Marakama, like Medoro. Jesus, something like Jesus. That's Niflamoy. That's the Hamadas of Rambam Tosis in the world of Tosis versus the Rosh. Habevin Yovin, that I can't walk away from the Tosis and the Rosh without asking the world famous Kasha. That I was surprised that nobody came over to ask me at night, Bechal or by day. But Bechal, there's a world famous Kasha on this. Mais at the end of the day, when the dust settles and everything's crystal clear now, Baruch Hashem, b'shaltepum with lachas. So now we have a Kasha. The Mais Halachal Mais that says that Bori works, right? Bori works. Maisa, a guy could grab when you're a Bori. So I understand. The Gemara says by us, the Gemara proved. What's the raya that talk for Kohen, but Zimia Kohen can't grab? What's the raya? Because if the Kohen be able to grab, it will be called Paita Moina Moina Shakohen. Practically. If the Kohen will be able to grab, we call Paita Moina Moina Shakohen. According to the Rosh, he's able to grab when he's a Bori. He's able to grab. The Gemara said, "Pray the Moina Moshe Koyin." If the Koyin is able to grab, so we asked this Kasha already once. Who did he ask it on? We asked it on Tosis. Tosis is not true because Tosis says you have to be a Tophus Behetter. Tophus Behetter, we said it could be. It's Tolly and Yenagai agreeing. Yenagai allowing you on some level. Tophus Behetter is not Tolly and you, but Bori's Tolly and me. If I'm a Bori, I can do it. Oh, so what are you saying about Batish answer? What are you all answering me? You're all answering me that what? That over here in the story of Bukhar, I can't be a Bari because Grad I don't know. That's very interesting, by the way. That means Machmas, the Suffolk itself, Be'etzim, I have a right to grab. Just practically speaking, Grad I don't know, and I can't know probably. So that's not called that I have a Tzad Tzchiyah to go ahead and grab it. That's called I got it 100%. That's an interesting part, by the way. I don't have another Teretz on this Kasha. All the years we never had another Teretz on this Kasha, by the way. Maybe you can say it even more lumdish, that about today I don't know, is even if I get the information, that's not lefi the matzav of today, lefi the matzav of today. I don't have the achilas to grab it. You can say maybe like that, but the zach's aggravating zach. L'maisa machmas the sofik, I have a right to grab it. If I be a bari, if I claim I'm a bari, I'll come along and say I know. So the word is I could grab it, l'maisa l'alocha. So why is that not called poitim moina moina shakoin? What do you say? There's no shakos v'chal to the top. No, I don't mean to. I never said anything like that. I don't know what you're talking about. That's a big kasha, which the Teretz Vayistra says Balabadish, what the Elo is saying that in this Gemara you don't know, so you're never going to grab Elsbury. So practically speaking, it's never going to come out like that. Which is a shtick of weird, because we said the Dine has Suffolk, I could grab if I'm a Bari. The Suffolk allows me to grab. And still, it's not called Paita Mina, Mina Shakrayin. So what are you saying? The Rav Chana is not Shver, right? The Rav Chana never said I need a practicality, right? Rav Chana all said it's a simit, but the Zach like this, if you already brought that up, I wanted to say as follows. I'm ending the Rosh. I just want to say in parentheses, this Rosh is a riot against Rav Chana. How do I know it's a riot against Rav Chana? How do I know it's a riot against Rav Chana? Let's go back to Rav Chana. How did Rav Chana learn the Gemara? Why is Tuck for Koyin Tolvi and whether you can grab it or not? Why is Maisa Behemoth Tolvi and Tuck for Koyin? How do we want to learn? It's not a Siva, it's not a practical. It's like, what is it? It's a Simit. That if you can grab it, it's a Ra, it's a Suffolk. Then you can't give Maisa Behemoth. If you can't grab it, it's a Vada, then you could give. So what was the Rosh saying? That the Shadow, whether you can grab or not, is Tolvi, whether it's a Psak Vada, Psak Vada. Remember that? How do we want to do it? What do I give whether you can grab it? What's it do with Maisa Behemoth? If you can grab, it's a Raya that the Psak is a what? It's a Suffolk. Then you can grab. Then it's a, you can't give Maisa Behema. But if I can't grab, that's a rather, it's a Vadai. And a Vadai, then I could use a Maisa Behema. The Rosh can't learn like that Pshat Bachal, that's for sure. How do I know that? If it's a Psak Vadai, that's why you're not allowed to grab. So how could a bar be better? Rav Chanan says that the reason why you're not allowed to grab is why? Is because it's a Psak Vadai, and that's why Maisa Behema is totally in that. What's a Psak Vadai mean? Psak Vadai means we know what happened. What's a bar you going to help me? There's a Psak over here. Your bari, who cares about your bari? We have a chazaka, the paskins. That's A. And B is the Rosh himself says that the problem of the sugi is not because of psak vade. What does the Rosh say on that test? The problem of the sugi is tvisa safik, lamikri tvisa. Nothing to do with Ohana. I mean, this Rosh, by the way, is a raya. It's a death blow against the pshat of Ohana. This Rosh, who we brought out now from two different stodim, that the Rosh holds, okay, we brought this out now from two different stodim, that the Rosh holds that the problem in the sugya is a problem of Jesus suffered Levi Tvisa, and that's why a bari works, is against Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan said that the shadow of whether you're allowed to grab or not is totally whether it's a psak vade, it's a psak suffik. And the tzad that holds you can't grab is because it's a psak vade. So then A, bari is not going to work, and B, the problem is not because Jesus suffered Levi suffik, it's because it's a psak vade. Staying in the Rosh before is not like Rav Chanan's shot, and therefore comes back to Kasha, that the Gemara meant to say that it's practically totally whether you can grab or not. I think I can grab with a bari. So Rabbi Mike said, but practically over here, the guy will never be a bari. Yesh Lion is that good enough terrorist on this Lomda Shakasha. All that, Rabbi said, one second. All that is the framework of the Rosh versus the Taisus inside the world of Rosh and Taisus, and the Klalim that come out of it. So according to the Taisus, we have a Klal called Nichas Beheter. According to the Rosh, we have a Klal called Tzitzit Roshos. And a Klal called Bari. Those are the three things we have. Now we'll start. Let's learn the Ramban inside. Okay, you all have Rambans. Rabban is from has a different world of Hilchus Tfisa, Hilchus Tkifa. Different world. Klali Tfisa, different world. A different world. Now that we've started back to Tosfos with the Rosh, we're going to start the Ramban. The Ramban has a different set of rules. And the rules go as follows. I'm going to say today part one. Tomorrow we're going to drop the real bombs. Let's learn the Ramban inside, okay? Put it inside. Umida bin ar the katsob of my little mebad. Let's go slowly. Tomorrow said in Amaral, let's go back to our old friend almost a month ago. What did we learn over there? Two guys, Samuels and Batalis. One guy grabbed it from the other. Eager the katsob of my little mebad. You give it back. Why? The sick and Nami got his Suffolk Bukhari's talk for Koyim and Zinas Miyode, Shmami know the cold Suffolk and Moyna, the Kamal and Kumbala to Vera Kula and Nitfa, whenever we pass in the Wisdom of Havaraya, in Tokfa, Bifanenu, or Bifanenu, Mafkinamine, the Uki, Moyna, Bacheskas Mori, the Tkifu, Bikagapala, Mahanya. The Raman over here stills effect that the Gemara says for a no brainer on Amadal, the Bashnai Mirza Matalis in Allah to grab. That's because of the Gemara on Amadbez, that means he compares the din of Yachleku to the din of Amadbez in Allah to grab. Obviously, I remind you, in parentheses, like the Rosh, you have a huge headache. We're going to have to deal with this. The Rosh holds that a bari works. Why does that work in Amadal? The guy's a bari. Catastrophe. We spoke. We're going to talk again now. Now we have to talk. I promise you we're going to talk again, Lee Nether. That's a catastrophe. The Rosh, who just finished saying, on Amadal base, that when you're a bari, you let it grab. Why can't you grab on Amadal if Avada, we have to come back and re-examine it again. And see why not. But the Rabban is the one who goes with the flow. Rabban says, by the way, the Rabban doesn't say anyway that Bori works, okay? He obviously knows that Bori doesn't work because he says the Gemara Nama Alpha doesn't work, okay? Can't be better than that. Of Schneider's Metallus is a Bori. He says, it's my Metallus, I picked it up. So the answer is, he doesn't know Bori works. What does he say? He says, why can't you grab it on Nama Alpha? For the same reason you can't grab it on base. When somebody's a Mosek, just one Nama Alpha, they're both holding on to the Talus, but say it on the base. One guy's holding on to the Bachor. The Rabban tells Avek that the Gemara Nama Alpha is a Sikna that's the feed of Maskara, the Gemara Tokum Hemet Shibiyodai. It's A. B. I asked when we started the sugya, way back when, I said, it's very strange. On Amar Aleph, the Gemara took, had a vaday, my Havalev Eva, it's a dumb question you can't grab. On base, it's a whole sugya. Rabba Amnuna, now that we learned, you know what I'm talking about. Back then, nobody knew what I'm talking about. You had a Munas Hachomim that messed up if I claimed this is a sugya. I'm a base, we'll get to it. It's not all you believed either. Somebody said, we're going to skip. I really believe me, right? You still chayshid me. The chayshid b'ksherim. Yeah. The reliever lives in constant fear that I'm going to skip. My phone? What? I know you're so traumatized. Only, since you came, you only skipped one sugya. A second. If I follow your train of thought, we end up in Dalit. Most yeshivas in America don't get to talk for coin. You know that? Unless they skip. But that's not called skipping. Wait, is that what you do for a whole year? Oh, yeah. I'm ready. I do for a lifetime talk for coin. That's what to do for the next few years. Listen carefully. It says Ramban, Amar Aleph and Amar Beis are the same sugya. It's Havakasha, which I'm going to say big raid on tomorrow. Big raid. Havakasha, I understand. One of the Beis, Ramachoykis, Rabba, Rav Amnuna, a complicated raya from Maisa Behemoth that the whole world spilled blood over for hundreds of years. Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, maybe it's a no-brainer. So you could learn that the Gemara is bringing the maskan of Amar Beis. Maybe that's what the Ramban is saying. Could be. It could be. But it's a dover a stickle tzorchi, and the Rabban himself later on in the piece that I didn't print out for you yet answers the kasha. He says the teretz. But we're going to pay attention to it. I'm missing a kasha. I know Adolf, the Gemara says that it's a no brainer that by Schneimer's Pals you can't grab. Says the Rabban, why not? Because the Gemara is a pasuk on a base. That talk for Kremetzi, you're not allowed to grab. But on a base, it's a whole trask. On a base, it's a whole sukkah. Talk for Kremetzi, talk for Emetzi. We pass, we don't pass. And Adolf, the Gemara says, either Gatzalach or Havel, but without even mentioning the fact that we pass it like that, it's a no brainer. But the Rabban says it's Shaykh. But the Gemara Nama was Poshid and the Gemara Nama is not. So you could say that the Gemara Nama is Lefi the Maskan of Amar Beis, Ulai. Maybe. We'll see. Either way, we should all the Yisoid, talk for Koyim and Tim Yodah. Once the guy is in the Chazoko, Bukhi Mayim Cheskas Mori. The Kashal, and he has two Kashas. One is from a Gemara in Ksubis Dat Tezai, and the Gemara says that a lady, there was a suffix over there where the lady was a Psula, was an Amana when she got married. Psula gets 200, Almana gets 100. And the Gemara says a lotion that the lady went ahead and grabbed. So you see the talk for crying. You're allowed to grab? Well, it's a classic case of something. Because tell how much money you owe me. And there's something. Mixes are by saying, I'll push the toss of the lace out of the Kamar. Or maybe the boy Yomar Ladam. So over there's some other case where you have to without Adam. And she's believed to say that she was a Psula because she could have said Ladam. Fine. That answers that Gemara. So Kasha, he has the Kasha that Tyson asks. This Kasha is critical, which we're going to talk about the next few days. What's the second Kasha? How can you say talk for Kremit to the other? It's a Gemara Ksuba, it's not like that. What's the Gemara Ksuba? Let's remind ourselves. This is the Kasha that Tyson asks, the second Kasha. You have a Shtar, and this trade. The two Eidim say the Shtar is good, which is the Eidim of the Shtar, and two Eidim say the Shtar is possible. Anusim, Mekhtanam, you know. What do you do in such a case? What do you do by trade? So the Gemara says that we have trade. We don't know what to do. So, Frank Rashi, so why is that called Einamonim? We have a paralysis. That means you are believing them. What does it mean, Einamonim, that you don't believe the guy? It says Einamonim, you don't believe. We do believe them. In creating a paralysis, the guy can't collect with a get because it's a tray of tray. And for Rashi over there, Einamonim means that avad you can't collect with a get, but we don't rip up the get. The line has to mean to rip up the get or not if he grabs. State in Rashi over there in Ksubis that if you have a star that says we're going to serve $1,000 and two Eidim say it's possible, you have tray. So the shtar itself you can't collect with because it's a suffix, but we don't rebut the shtar. And if you take this, you can correct. That's the case of talk for coin. You're going in and grabbing money from a guy. Those are the two kashas that the rabbi has. One is from a Gemara Ksubas Daf Tezayin that the girl who has time is that I was a psula and I'm owed $200 went ahead and grabbed. And the second case is where a malva went and grabbed from a loiver based on a shtar that's a suffix whether the shtar is good or not. Both cases are cases of talk for coin. Both the cases are cases of tfisa. Ramai. bottom of the line over here. Kiva de Medina potted the Uki Moira Cheskes Mori. Heche Mahani Litzvi Sarzor. Those are the two questions that he asks. Says the Rabban, a very, very interesting teretz. The Rabban says as follows. I want to explain Berachov the Rabban, and I'm going to explain now where I'm starting to build today the sheet of the Rabban as another sheet in the Sugya. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. Says the Rabban that Avada and Avada and Avada talk for Kohenim but Tzibiyodei. But that's all in cases where it's a Milsa. The lekuligly, it's a situation where you can never clarify things. The Rabban brings down from a Gemara and Daf Kuf Yud Omar Aleph. I hope you saw it over there. The Gemara over there says a Yisoid called Milsa David Ligli, Milsa David Ligli. Okay? The Rabban takes that Yisoid and copies it over to every case of Tok for Koin, every case where you go grab from somebody. And the Rabban says the following set of rules. He says as follows. When a Toifis, when a Tokif grabs something, and it's a milsa davido legluye, it could be clarified later on. We're going to leave it by the teifus. One second. We're going to leave it by the teifus. When it can't be clarified anyway, then we give it back to the Bible. We give it back to the Marakama. That's what the Rabban says. Again, I repeat. The Rabban says, the answer to the kashas is, the answer to the kasha from the story of the lady grabbing, is that there are Aiden. Somebody can come along and tell us what happened. Maybe somebody will know whether she was a psula or not. And in a milsa, Davida Legluye, you're allowed to grab. When do we say you're not allowed to grab? Milsa Davida Legluye, we can't be clarified. Slowly. What is this part of milsa Davida Legluye? What is this? Where does this come in over here? So the Gemara over there says in Daf Kuf Yud that a milsa Davida Legluye, Achuche Beidina Loi Matrachinon. We're not going to go bother the Bezdin twice. What are we going to do? We take it away from the typhus. Then maybe tomorrow will be clarified. We'll have to take it away from the Barakama. We leave it by the Typhus. Yeah? Milsa, Davida, Likluye. We leave it by the Typhus. We leave it by him. It's exactly what should be clarified. Achuche, Beidina, Beit, what am I, we're not going to do. So Mela, says the Rabban, I have a new teretz on the kasha from the story of the lady grabbing. The lady comes along and grabs. The Gemara in Tezayin and says, I was a psula, she grabs 200. Why do we leave it by her? Talk for Koy, Mitzi, Miyadai. Says that, the only case talk about Tzibi Yodei with Milsa Delek Lavud, I can't clarify it anyway. So there I paskin, give it back to Marakama. But in a case where what? With Milsa Davida Leguye, for example, by Vesula, it could be clarified what happened. Then we leave it by the way. Why? Why do we leave it by the typhus? Because Achuke Beidina, Lachuke, Lavadina, we're not going to make the best and bother twice. Now we're going to take it away from you, and then we're going to go ahead and what? And take it away from Marakama. We leave it the way it is right now. Atkan, the Pshat of Milsa Davida Leguye. That's the teretz that the Ramban said on the kasha from Ksubas Daf Zayin that says a lady can go grab 200 and say I was a psula as opposed to being an amon chayav only one. One second. So I want to start here today in Shtel Devart. Watch. The Ramban says, you all saw, that this yisoid of milsa davida legluye is only by metaltal, not by karka. By karka, I don't care if it's milsa davida legluye, it goes back. I repeat. Rabban says that this Yisoy, that Milsa Davida Leguye, we live by the Teufis, because Achuche de Beidina Lama Trachinon, that's only where, when it's Ritalt, by Karka, it goes back to the Morakama always. What's a beer at the Ram over here? I'm going to use this Yisoy of the Rabban to bring out the heart of the Sugilei of the Rabban. Watch. Why is Karka different than Ritaltlum? And then I'll explain why only the Rabban does Yitosay, I'm going to build the Sugilei of the Rabban from this. Why Karka is there a chiluk between Talta and Karka? The answer is very simple. The Rabban holds that by Karka, you didn't do an act of Tfisa B'chal. Karka is, you can't be Tefis Karka. So you can't be Tefis Karka. So the Karka is always in whose hands? Whose hands it is? It's in the hands of the, what do you call it, of the Bible. Says the Rabban, even in a case where it's Milsa Davida Leguye, even a place where it could be clarified, you can't throw the card of Achuche Beidin Olam Achuchinon. What do you mean? It's mild and you're a trespasser. Right now, it's my land. You didn't grab the land. You're trespassing on my land. I go to Bezdin and throw you out. What are you telling me? Listen, Atruchi Beidina Lama Chachinon, you're going to throw him out. That's not called Atruchi Beidina Lama Chachinon. If you didn't do an act of Tfisa, if the land is by me, so there's land by me that you're trespassing on, get out. I, Bezdin, might take the guy out, and that's not called Atruchi Beidina. That's not called Atruchi Beidina. Watch. By Metaltalim, I'm a Tophos. Step one. Now a tafel, now a tafels, so I'm a tafels. So what's the shal of the Gemara? The shal of the Gemara is, can I take away from the tafels? Do I take away from the tafels? I don't take away from the tafels. Yes or no? Can I take it out of the tafels? So we say, you want to go take it away from the tafels? You want to take it away? By karka, I'm taking it away from him, I'm throwing him out. That's not called taking away. That's not called a truth of the Beinina Lachachinon. A truth of the Beinina is when a guy is a tofus and you want to use my Muvzakas, my Marakamakai to take away from him. So then we say, don't take away from him. Don't be Matrich Bezdin fine. Don't do the act of taking out of his Roshos. I mean, you may end up being Matrich Bezdin twice, which is a technicality. But when it's karka, the guy's not in it. So I'm not taking it away from him. He's a trespasser. That's not called a truth of the Beinina Lachachinon. That's the Pashab Shad in the Chiluk between karka and Metalpon. If that's true, said the, again the Ramban, that's the Klali HaTfisa, a new Klal. By the way, the Ramban Mahalocha holds like this. The teretz on the Gemara in Ksubis of the Zion of how a lady can go grab 200 is because there's a Gosna B'Yel Gluye. Whenever it's Gosna B'Yel Gluye, we say, Atruchit Bein Yelom HaChachino, maybe they'll find out. Says the Ramban, that's only by Metaltolim, where you're a Tophos. By Karku, you're not a Tophos. By Karku, you're not a Tophos. Over there, what do you mean? I had the same Turcha Bez, there's a Tachkola Turcha Bez. That's what I'm not taking away from. I'm throwing the guy out. It's by me. He stays by me. That's Tachkola Turcha Bez, no Machachino. So, in order to throw the card of Achuchit Bebin and no Machachino, it has to be your Tophos. And you want to come take away from him. We don't take away from him. So, I want to say Adova Nifla Mamash. Watch. This Ramban is not like Tosis and it's not like the Rosh even. I'll explain. According to Tosfos, I just finished saying in part one of today's shir, what's the problem in the sugya? And now we're going to build the sugya. What's the problem with the sugya? What's the problem with your Tosfos? You're a goslin! And I'm going to say, no, you're a goslin? So you don't become a Tosfos, right? So that's exactly like Karka, like the Rabban. The same way the Rabban said about Karka, that you can never become a Tosfos, and then I don't say truth to Beit Din Olam HaChachinam. I don't say truth to Beit Din Olam HaChachinam. Why? Because you're not a Tosfos, Michal. You're a trespasser. Is if Tosfos held that you're a goslin? If Tosfos held that the classic shot is gzela? So when you talk about Chukha Bezdin, you're not a Tofus, Michal. It's not about you, Michal. You're not a goslin. That's not called a Chukha Bezdin Olam HaChachinah. That doesn't act of gzela. That's cool. We're going to bother Bezdin twice. Right now, you're a goslin. And that's all the story is over. What will be tomorrow? Will be tomorrow. So the Tosfos, she tells us that the problem is in the Tosfos. That the Tosfos didn't act of gzela. Therefore, he's not a Tofus, Michal. Correct? So what's it going to help me? It will be the gluye. What's it going to help me that? What's it going to help me that it's supposed to be a gluye? What's it going to help me that, who cares? The guy's a goslin, again, dude. The answer is about that he didn't like Tosfos. But he didn't like the Rosh either. My rabbi says, how does the Rosh learn what the problem of the sugi is? Why talk about him as in the other at the end of the day? Because Tvisa B'Shem, Allah Yavi Tvisa, it's a Shachat Tvisa. B'makom Barakam, Azat Tvisa, not a Tvisa. So what's going to help me so that it's a gluye? I took it to be a Tvisa, but why not? Why not? His tefisa is not a good tefisa. The tefisa is not a good tefisa because you're a goslin like Tosfos. Your tefisa is not a good tefisa like the Rosh because... But the shayrish of the sugya, we're getting to the heart of the sugya now. But the shayrish of the sugya is that the tefisa of the Shema, like the Rosh, the tefisa of the gzela, like Tosfos, is what? It's not a tefisa, Gendik. Nishki tefisa. It's not a tefisa that stands up against the Marakama. So when he told me, oh, yeah, tshuche beidu, tshuchina, what do you mean? He's not called a tefisa, Gendik. He's a kishon to God's amaisa. How does the Ramban learn the sugya? The Ramban learned the sugya differently. That the problem in the sugya, the reason why I'm mitzien, and here we get to the heart, is not because you have a bad tfisa. Moshe the Rosh says, if I'm a bori, I'm a feinschmecker, I'm in business. Can't take away from me. Taisha says beheter, you can't take away from me. None of that interested the Ramban. You know what the Ramban learned the sugya? The Ramban learned that the reason why I talk for koyim mitzien is because I'm the marakama, and the marakama takes away from the tofus. Not because of a weakness in the tfisa. You're not weak. You have a good tfisa. A goslin, you're not a goslin. I can explain why am I a goslin? Who says it's yours? And the problem with tfisa b'shem b'lo hem is tfisa didn't hold the b'chal. The tofus is a legal, tender, stark, alimus nika tfisa. You're the tofus. There's no weaknesses. But I'm the marakama. And the muzik knocks out the marakama. You have the maisa? That knocks out the tofus. Not because the tofus is weak. The Rosh is the kasha. B'merachuk tov yilachman daftesam b'beizi. Is the kasha with it? Maybe Ulai. It should be a problem there also. According to Rabban, there's no weaknesses in the tofus. It's not what the sugya revolves around. What the sugya revolves around is that you're a tofus and amorakam, and the muzik takes away the uki moin b'cheskes moin knocks out the tofus. much better than knocks out the tofus. It allows us to take it away from the tofus. Dr. Rabban, this yisoy that I take away from a tofus, if that's what the sugi is about, when it's milsa the vidal gluye, is a truche beit vina lo machachina. We live by you. We live by you. Your tofus. There's nothing wrong with your tfisa. Your tfisa is not a gzela, said Tosis. Your tfisa is not a lohevi tfisa, said the Rosh. Your tfisa is a tfisa. Now the problem is that the chesed marakam is stronger. It's a lima. I can take it out of it. It allows me to take it away from you. It's really by you. But the fact that I was first allows me to take it from you, to be mighty from you. Mighty from you. I'm not a trespasser, but you want to take it out of me because you were first? We don't go make bezin. Go ahead and do two acts of hitzah, one from him and one from him. We don't do that. We don't go ahead and do it. One second. Mela, one second. I want to show you a dover nifla. Thank you. The Chiddush Aran, I forgot to put this on the Mamre Kremes, also I ran out of space, but besides that, the Chiddush Aran over here, when he wraps up this Yisoid of the Ramban, this is how he says it. Okay? Then we'll see it tonight inside. Chiddush Aran by us. When he brings down this Yisoid of Milsa, whatever, he says like this, I'm going to read the Lashon inside. As follows. In the last line of the Chiddush Aran, the first Chiddush Aran, talk for Kohen. I'm going to read you the Lashon inside. Listen to this Lashon. Aval Hocha, are you listening? Listen to the Lashon. Listen to the Lashon. Aval Hocha Milsa David Eligliyahu Atruche Beidina Trezim Lema Chachinam Alma. The Milsa David Eligliyahu Shafkinan memoina bereshusa demand the tofas v'leima adrina leilamara kama. You hear the ring of it? When it's avida l'gluye, shafkinan memoina bereshusa demand the tofas. We leave it in the hands of the guy who grabbed it. V'leima adrina leilamara kama. We don't give it back to the marakama. Stick to the holy side. He said a tuk for kohen is mahadrina l'mara kama. That's the sort of tuk for kohen. Mahadrina l'mara kama. There's a tofas. Yeah, it's lashon hara. There's a tofus and there's a marakama. And the side of Tokfa Koyim and Simi Yodah means that Mahadrinon Leila, we give it back to the marakama. We give it back to him. When it's Bilsev, it's a Gluye. Then Shafka Mamayna, we leave it there. Because what's the whole shahad? The whole shahad is, do we leave it by you or we take it out? Mutsiin ay Mutsiin. When it's a Truchid de Beidino, when it's a Bilsev, it's a Gluye. So Shafkino, we leave it there. We leave it where it is. We don't take it out. We're not giving Matriach Bezdin twice. Shtey Mefor, that this is the lumdin. This is what the sugi is about. The sugi is, do we give it back to the Marakama? We don't give it back to the Marakama. In a case where it's a truchi bein, it loves a shkinon. So we leave it there. That's the flamoid. There's another lashon over here. All right, that's clear. That's crystal clear. That can't be clear. The Yetzi Mitvareinu is that we're looking now at a world war between what the Sugi is about. According to the Tosis and the Rosh, what the Sugi is about is a Tfisa Shem or a Tfisa or not? That's according to the Rosh. According to Tosis, the Shaila is either a tfis, is it a tfis of gzela? That's what the sugi is about. So, Hagam that I started off in the first day of the proceedings today, that there's a huge machlok between Tosis and the Rosh. That's true. With all the nafkaminas that I said, that's true. 100% true. But that's all in the world of the Machlokes Tzeis Rosh, that what the sugi revolves around is that the tfisa is not a good tfisa. The problem is in the tofus. He's a goslin, one problem. The same problem. Another problem is that he's a shemo. Atki dekach, that the Rosh had a tzad on daftesim v'beza, even in the case where there's no more kama b'chalan, I took it from Hefker, I am not a tofus. Those are all weaknesses in the tfisa. The tofus is not a tofus. You're not a tofus because you're a shemo, you're a tofus, you're a goslin. V'chayna, v'chayna, v'chayna. That's all true. We said big machlekes in, whether Bari will work, whether Tfisa Behetta will work. Those are all true, but those are all internal in the world where the topic of the sug is the toughest, are toughest to stand up or not. In that world, most of you doesn't make a difference. Because if you're not a toughest, then the ball game is over. For the same reason that the Ramban himself holds that by Karka, it's not like that. It's for the same reason that in the Rishayim, we hold that the problem, Metaltum also has that problem. Metaltum has the same problem that the Rosh, that the Ramban has by Karka. You're not a toughest. Shvach a toughest. So what's going to happen? Most of the people are like, that's not going to be the Beit Dina. The minute that I'm saying that, it's tough. So the war game's over. Then it rebounds to the Murakama automatically. How did Ramban learn? The answer is, the Ramban learned like the Ran says. The Ramban learned like the way the Ran says. That the topic of the Sugi is not the Shvachkeit in the Tafas. The topic of the Sugi is your Tafas. About the way to leave it there. There's a good legal term to Shtaka Tafas over here. But the question is, do I Madrina? Do I give it back to the Murakama? Is the Murakama enough to take it out? To take out of a tafas? Moitzin? Or man, that itself is the suffix of the Gemara. Not the Shvachkeit of the Shema. It's very interesting. It means according to Tosfos and the Rosh, the Etzem, I cannot take away from a tafas. Just the tafas over here is weak. Here you're weak because you're a goslin. Here you're weak because of a Shema. But must when you're a Bari, I can't take away from you. I want to point out something nifla. According to Tosfos and the Rosh, the Etzem, I can't take away from a tafas. Horaya Tosfos, if you're a Bari, Seder. Like the, what do you call it? Like the Rosh, you're Nichas Beheter, you're fine. That means fundamentally, you have the Murakama, but the Maisa, I can take away. You have the Murakama, but he's the Tofus now. And ain't Kayach Moitzi. Do you want to use your Kayach of Murakamashkeit to be Moitzi? Right now it's by somebody else, right now it changed, you can't. That's the side of the Sugi. So the Sugi is, what's the Kayach of the Tofus? Lu Yitzur, the Tofus is a legal term, the Tofus you can't take away from him. Haraya, by Bori you can take away. By Bori it stays by him. And according to Ramban, the Ramban obviously learns that the problem is not in the Tafas. The problem will be in the Tafas. So then there won't be any difference between Karak and Metaltum. What I gave it to Vidal Gui, not a Vidal Gui, a trespasser. Get lost. Terence says the Tafas is rock solid. If you're rock solid, Terence is in the Rosh hold that you can't grab, he holds you could grab. Because I'm the Murakama. I'm the Murakama, Mahadrina lay the Murakama. And the topic of the Sugi is not the weakness of the Tafas. That's not what the Sugi is about. What the Sugi is about is that you're a Tafas taco, but I'm the Murakama. And the shaila is, can I be mighty in, or a mighty in? Can I take from you, or I can't take from you? That's what the sugi is about. Memela, says the Rabban, the only one who says this, that if it's a vide of the gluye, and it's a chukhe beidina, and you're a tapas, and we have to go take it from you, we're not going to go take it from you if a chukhe beidina love a chachina, because there's a legitimate tzad that it could stay by you also. That's niflamoid, which is the haschala of the Shitas Rabbah. We're going to build Kehena v'Kehena 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 many more times. And it's Hashem b'shal Tevo v'Slach Has. Pay attention carefully to the Ma'amar Kremes tomorrow. We're going to explain it very deeply, you saw it on the sheet itself, to help you understand the Rabbah.